I'm Steve Miller reporting. Ace Magashule, the Secretary General of South Africa's ruling party, says he does not know how the scandal-tainted President Jacob Zuma will respond to the party's declaration that he must leave office.
So when we recall our deployee, we expect our deployee to do what the organization expects him to do. So I don't know what will happen, but let's leave it to President Jacob Zuma.
Magashule says the African National Congress is looking forward to an amicable solution and that it's obvious that the party wants Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa to succeed Zuma. If Zuma refuses his party's instruction, the matter could go to Parliament for a vote on a motion of no confidence. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson warned Tuesday of the need to remain focused on an enduring defeat of the Islamic State group.
ISIS's so-called caliphate in Iraq and Syria has crumbled, but ISIS remains a very determined enemy and is not yet defeated.
Tillerson spoke at a conference in Kuwait for members of the coalition the United States set up in late 2014 with a multi-pronged strategy of countering the Islamic State group. A British judge has upheld an arrest warrant for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who has spent more than 5 years evading the law inside Ecuador's London embassy. The judge wasn't persuaded by arguments by Assange's lawyers that it was no longer in the public interest to arrest him for jumping bail in 2012 and seeking shelter in the embassy to avoid extradition to Sweden, where prosecutors were investigating allegations of sexual assault and rape made by two women. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency reports thousands of people are taking deadly flight as ethnic violence grows.